Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. This is our Thursday podcast designed to help you improve your understanding of spoken English language. So remember, this week we are offering podcast listeners a discount on our courses as a reward for your loyalty. This discount code will give the first 25 people to use it a massive 25% discount on either of our courses or both, so you'll pay 25% less. Once the discount sales are gone, the 25 discount sales are gone, they are gone. So this week's discount code is LISTEN152, LISTEN152, and that's in capital letters. And the code is active now to give you 25% discount off our courses. It'll end at midnight on Sunday the 9th of September. So hurry if you want to take advantage of this. The code again is LISTEN152. Here is a word which lots of English speakers get wrong, but it's a nice word and a good one to use if you can. And the word is mischievous. So that might be a difficult one to pronounce. Mischievous. It's spelt MISCHIEVOUS and pronounced mischievous. So mischievous. What does it mean and why is it a nice word? And how do English speakers make a mistake with this word? Well, mischievous is an adjective. So it's a word you use to describe a noun, to describe a thing or a person. And there's also a noun in English which is related to mischievous, and that word is mischief, M-I-S-C-H-I-E-F. So what's mischief, first of all? Mischief is when someone is being a little playful, having a bit of fun, but perhaps they're doing something that they shouldn't. Perhaps they're playing a trick on someone. That would be mischief. Playing a trick on someone means doing something to surprise them, which then might make you laugh. So a trick might be you hide and someone comes into a room and they don't know that you're there. And then you jump out at them and surprise them. That would be mischief. And you would be being mischievous. Mischief is what happens at Halloween, for example. Mischief is what your children might get up to when you're not looking. They play games, they play tricks, which are just a little bit naughty. That's mischief. And anyone who is up to mischief could be called mischievous. If you're looking for an example of an animal that's mischievous, then probably monkeys are the animals which are most likely to get up to mischief. Mischief could perhaps be described as being slightly naughty but playful, not really meaning any harm. So how do English speakers get this word wrong? Well, some people pronounce mischievous as though it's got an extra I in it. So they say mischievous. Ah, that's wrong. The word is mischievous, with just one I. So some example sentences. My grandmother has a mischievous sense of humour. My next-door neighbour made me laugh when he talked about the mischievous antics of his two teenage sons. My dog is a bit mischievous. She puts her nose into my handbag, looking for sweets. Hopefully this podcast will help you understand and remember the two words mischief and mischievous. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.